بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الندب إلى إتيان الصلاة والعلم ونحوهما من العبادات بالسكينة والوقار. الحمد لله. This is the 93rd chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explained the chapter on the desirability of going for salah and towards knowledge and other forms of ibadat with composure and dignity. If you remember, you recall yesterday we did a chapter on dignity and composure in general, where we mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he kept his composure, and we did not find him laughing excessively, he did not lose his respect, etc. Here, specifically coming towards salah, how should we come towards salah? We should come in a very dignified manner, in a composed manner. We're going to madrasa or to seek knowledge. Then too, we go in a very dignified manner. Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors the rites of Allah, the symbols of Allah, then this is because of the piety of the hearts. So a person who has got taqwa, he will respect these signs and symbols of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, like salah. Person will not come to salah in a very rushing manner, just driving in a very haphazard way, speeding and just parking wherever he wishes, blocking people's driveways or hooting or just coming in a very barbaric way. This is not what Shariat wants from us. Shariat wants us to come in a composed, dignified manner. If your person is late, it is your fault. Don't now show your akhlaq, your bad akhlaq, overtake people on the barrier and on the road, and people say, what is wrong with this man? He's going for salah, excellent. If you are late, it doesn't mean now you must just push others off the road and do as you feel like. This is not what Shariat exhorts us to. Shariat tells us to come in a composed manner. You will see the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein we expect it to come to for salah in a tranquil manner, serene manner. Many times we in salah and suddenly we hear people coming late, and there's a heavy thud in the masjid, and we think something has happened. The person is running and just to join the catch the jamaat because he does not want to miss the rakat. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا أقيمت الصلاة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, when salah has commenced, namaz has begun, فلا تأتوها وأنتم تسعون. The words of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Do not go towards salah, running towards salah. وأتوها وأنتم تمشون. Rather go towards salah, walking. Don't run towards the salah. Walk towards the salah. وعليكم السكينة. And upon you should be sakina, tranquility, serenity, peace. Go in a composed manner. فما أدركتم فصلوا. Then whatever you get in the jamaat, you miss one rakat. So you got three rakats. Read those three rakats with the imam. And then you are masbuk. So after salat, after the jamaat, you complete your one salah. فَمَا أَذْرَقْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. Whatever you have missed, you complete. So whatever you get with the imam, you rejoin the imam. وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. And whatever you have missed out, then you complete after salat. متفق عليه. زاد مسلم في رواية له فإن أحدكم إذا كان يعمد إلى الصلاة فهو في صلاة. In the narration of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah has mentioned, when one of you goes towards salah, then he is already in salah. So how we behave in salah is how we should behave as we proceeding towards salah. So again, this hadith teaches us that we should walk towards salah in a very dignified manner, with honor and dignity. We should not be running towards the masjid, especially inside the masjid. A person can walk briskly. There's no problem in that. But don't disturb the people as we are coming and making a noise. So a person misses salah while going to salah. As a person came and so happened that jamaat was over, you will still get the full reward of salah to jamaat. But a person should make it a habit. Many times we make it a habit. And we take our time and we go. And namaz is over. Then we're making our own jamaat, and then so this should not happen. The Rasulullah says that we should join the jamaat, but if it so happens that we get late or something happens, and we come to salah, and some of the rakats are all over, No problem. Whatever you get, and you complete your salah after the imam completes his salah. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه دفع مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم عرفة. So this is talking about the Hajj. Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنه says that he was returning with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of عرفة. ورآه زجرا شديدا فسمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورآه زجرا شديدا. النبي الكريم heard behind him some clamor, some heavy sounds. وضربا وصوتا للإبل. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم heard the striking of somebody hitting a camel and people making a noise. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is returning and he hears a very loud rebuke, a blow, a sound of a camel. فأشار بصوته إليهم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم lifted his whip towards the people and he said, يا أيها الناس. وقال يا أيها الناس. Oh people, عليكم بالسكينة. That you should be composed. فَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ لَيْسَ بِالْإِضَاعِ رواه البخاري. Because devotion, obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acts of ibadah should not be done in haste. We find generally when a person is there in Arafah, and this is the one of the main pillars of Hajj, after completing the stay in Arafah, Hujjat are normally now rushing and hastening towards Muzdalifah after the setting of the sun, 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. Now they're all proceeding towards Muzdalifah. Rasulullah noticed that some people were beating the camels in order to urge them to move quickly and faster. So that he explained to them that hastening towards goodness, rushing in this manner, is not what is expected of us. We should do it in a very dignified and honorable manner. Yes, to do good deeds when the time comes, we should not procrastinate. So salah time comes, do not procrastinate. But the actual salah and going towards salah, we should proceed in a good manner. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah wa bihamdika, nashadu wa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.